Now, let's just spend a moment or two talking about that fantastic innings by Chris Gayle, 175 off 66 balls. It was as good a display of power hitting that perhaps some of us have ever seen. Now, where would you rank that in terms of perhaps greatest IPL innings, greatest 2020 innings? Where would you rank that overall in the world of cricket?
I think it's right up there. I think it's one of the best T20 innings. It is. I think it is surely the best IPL knock ever in 6 years of competition. Because I mean, 17 sixes. Who hits 17 sixes in an innings of cricket? I mean, 30 ball 100. It was considered the fastest century, and somebody else pointed out that Sir Don Bradman had scored a century of 22 balls. I'm not sure that 100 counted or anything, but it is. I mean, Chris Gayle's 100 is one of the fastest centuries of all time, and we're just talking about not just T20 cricket, we're just talking about any forms of cricket. So, yeah, I mean, it was a case of some major hitting. Slightly disappointed by the way Pune Warriors bowled at him. I mean, you know that he is going to go after the bowling after you just pitch the ball up and he can get his bat under the ball. So slightly disappointed with the way Pune bowled consistently the wrong length to him, especially once he started to get going. But again, you know, when once he starts hit like that, I mean, he gets in that particular mood, he's a bit unstoppable. But even then, you know, Pune could have bowled to a better plan to him. The big question, as in, you know, aforementioned, you know, the big question is whether RCB are totally dependent on Chris Gayle. It happened in 2011 when they made the knockouts. He scored in only one of the three matches they played in the knockouts, lost in the final because, again, he did not fire. They were chasing 140. He got out for a duck, I think, and things just really went downhill for the RCB then. So the big question is, A, will he perform in the knockouts? Because the way they're batting right now with 12 points on top, a very, very healthy run rate, RCB will be among the top four sides, that is for sure. But will he perform in the knockouts? That is a big question. The second big question is, if he doesn't perform, then of course, well, you know, you have Virat Kohli, AB de Villiers, Saurabh Tiwari has been brought on the side again. But the big factor is, can they put on 180 if Chris Gayle gets out for a duck? Tilak Ratne Dilshan's form is again a bit of a dicey question. And if they're chasing and then Gayle gets out cheaply, then can they chase down, say, 140, 150? So it's a bit of a question mark. A superb innings, a great example of power hitting, but it will not count for anything if RCB do not win the IPL this season.